Today, we're going to talk about meeting ethics. Okay, so whether you lead a meeting or you're in a meeting, all of us to some degree need to talk about this. It's so important. And as I was thinking about this, I thought, why do meetings have such a bad reputation? You ever think about that? Like, sometimes I hear all the time, and I'm guilty of saying it too, I'm going to another meeting. Oh man, if we could just not meet, I would get a lot of stuff done. How many of you have ever said that? One time I said that to my husband. He's like, isn't that what you do? It's like, yes, you're right. Absolutely. But I thought about, what if we didn't have meetings? What would it look like? Okay, no meetings at all. Just take a moment. Some of you, your first thought is, woo, that's great. But if we didn't have meetings, I thought about just an example of my Tuesdays. So when I get here, I go and meet with campus pastors, with DW at 9:15-ish, 30. And I say that only because DW is ready to go. And so we start at 9:30 and we start talking about the campuses and what's going on. And I thought, if we didn't have that, I wouldn't hear what God is doing at St. Fran. I would think about only my bubble and what I'm doing. I wouldn't be able to pray and keep the right perspective and the right vision. I leave that and I go to a meeting at 10:30 where Pastor Mike shares his heart and what's going on in the church, and we learn from him. And I think if I didn't have that, I wouldn't hear his heart, and I'd get disconnected over time from what he wants to do. So all those things. Then after that, you think about weekend meeting. What if we didn't have weekend meeting? What would that look like? Hey, we'll figure it out on Sunday morning. I tell you what it would look like. It would look like the end of Friday night at marriage night when we were like, worship, Marla, you coming back up? If you were in there, you know what I'm talking about. What are we doing, right? I'm so thankful for people like Christina, who at that 8 a.m. meeting on Sunday morning says, what part do keys come up and what do you want to do at altar? Let me just tell you, all that stuff, you'll sit in there like, that's not that important, until, everybody wave at youth. All that stuff doesn't seem as important until you're in the moment and you realize all these transitions matter. And all this stuff matters. And if we don't talk about it, then we're saying it's not that important. If we're not planning the things that are important to us, we come together and we plan. And so I thought about, meetings are important for many reasons. Unity, getting on the same page, building relationships. You know, sometimes meetings are just good because you get to know the person that you're serving with. When you have a volunteer meeting, they're getting to know you, your heart, you're also getting to know them. And that is so important to build relationships. It's good for culture to set the example of who we are, how we talk. Even the nonverbal things that we do in a meeting matter, because they say culture, they say who we are and what we do. It enforces values, what's important to us. We can solve problems in meetings that we can't unless we get together all the different parts of the body of Christ and come together and say, hey, what do you have to bring to the table? If we didn't have meetings, we wouldn't have that. And there are so many more. And I thought about, you know, you get the comment all the time, well, this could have been an email. I've been guilty of saying that. Anybody else been guilty of saying this could have been an email? I thought it was really interesting. I think we overestimate the power of text, and we underestimate the power of in-person talking. So we can think we're getting the message across through an email. You know, if Chris decides, hey, I want weekend team to change something about the way we serve, he can send an email. Some people, type A people, are going to read it. They may interpret it one way. He may have intended it for it to be another. There are so many stats out there on the percentage. But also, they won't know the heart. They won't know the culture, the way. And there's something about, just like when you have to have a tough conversation, you know, and somebody texts you something, you're like, really? Like, let's just talk face to face, because I want to see, how are you doing? I care about you, and I want to talk to you here so we can really be on the same page. And if that doesn't seem clear, then you can say it, and we can right then and there fix it. And I'll give this disclaimer before we get into the meat of our notes. This yesterday, Wednesday, I was driving to work and getting ready for the Highland team meeting. And I just thought, why am I teaching on this tomorrow? I feel like I'm not ready for the meeting. So disclaimer, when you do stuff like this, there's a lot of conviction that happens. So I am in this with you, and I feel like from this point, I'm saying this to help hold myself accountable. I've got to do better at this too. So these are some things. Some of you are going to say, hey, I know that. Some of it's very practical, but I think this is so important that we talk about. Okay, so here's four things each leader is responsible for. And I'll say this. We're going to stop real quick and pause, and we're going to pray. Because the very first thing I would say as you're preparing for meetings and deciding what to do is we neglect to pray. Okay, I am guilty of this because I'm like, it's practical. Why do we need to pray? We need to pray about speaking at something, right? But we don't need to pray. What does scripture say? Pray about everything. Okay, so you're preparing for a meeting. It's good to pray. We're going to pray right now. Y'all ready to pray? Let's pray. We do that at church, right? Church staff, we pray. Let's pray. God, we thank you for today. We thank you, God, that you are directing us. I pray, God, that you give us wisdom to be good leaders. Lord, we thank you for imparting your knowledge to us. Let us love people the way you love people and let us grow today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So four things each leader is responsible for. Number one is aim and agenda. Aim and agenda. How many of y'all love when people say four things and they give you two in one? That's not fair. Aim and agenda. And these are related. Let's start with aim. There are two questions I think you need to ask before you plan a meeting. Okay? Before you plan a meeting. One is, why are we meeting? Seems silly to ask that question, but sometimes when I go to put it into one sentence, I can't really do it. It ends up being a paragraph. And when it ends up being a paragraph, you might be all over the page. So if you can get that question down, or what is the purpose of this meeting, down to one simple sentence, I think you've got a win. The second question is, who needs to be in the room? Who needs to be in the room? I think if you're like me, I can get in my box of, okay, we do everything as a team. But there are different meetings that require that different people come to the meeting. And there are all kinds of different types of meetings. And I was trying to think about everybody's teams. I know we have, just on Highland Campus, we have a team meeting that we meet once a week. And I think that's so important for building relationships. And I'll talk about atmosphere in a second. But it's so important because we have fun together. And we talk about what's going on. We review things. We have that team weekly meeting. Kids team, I know, meets weekly. And they have that team meeting. Production, all the teams that you're a part of, whether you're a two-person team, some of us on staff, or you're a 10-person team, it is important to get together as a team to say, hey, what is our focus? Where are we headed? We got to talk about it. We also have creative meetings and problem-solving meetings, and it's important, I'm going over this because it's important for us to know the type of meeting we're getting into. There's nothing worse than if you're going over a logistics meeting like, you know, women's Bible study, we had a meeting maybe 3 days or 4 days before the event was going to start. And there's nothing worse than you're saying, hey, we need to go over everything. How many tables, how many chairs, what the food looks like. For somebody to come in that meeting and be like, I have an idea. What if we don't teach on Revelation? What if we teach on James? It's like knowing the type of meeting you're getting into says, okay, creativity probably doesn't need to be here right now. You know, I'm going to figure out the logistics, but I may not need to offer new ideas. Now, we all bring our personalities to the table, right? I love ideas. And sometimes I have to be quiet, and I probably don't do this well sometimes. I'll be in a meeting, I'll be like, oh, we shouldn't have done that. We should have done this. It's like, it's not the time. Mm-mm. Like, filter, Marla, filter. It's not the time, right? We all bring that, and that's good. We got to find the avenue for that. We got to find the type of meeting. So team weekly meetings, creative meetings, problem solving meetings. Sometimes we have what's called blue circle. When I got hired, Pastor Johnny had a blue circle meeting. And for weeks and months, I had no idea what that meant. I did not know. I knew what the meeting was about because if you know Pastor Johnny, there is an agenda. And there is a plan, and I love that because I knew what I was getting into. And about 30 minutes later, he was going to say, all right, cool. Y'all good? We good? Right? I loved that. It was, I knew what I was getting into. I had no idea what blue circle meant. Until one day, I forget who it was that said, okay, you draw a circle. How do you draw a circle? And I still may not get it right. But he said something about you draw an outline and this one's a solid circle. But until we talk about it, we don't really know what the goal is. Right? Did I say that kind of right? Do you want to be blue circle on it real quick? Okay. He said no. And then you have volunteer meetings too, where you might treat it a little differently. But once you know your aim, what is my purpose or why are we meeting and who needs to be in the room? Some of the questions I like to ask is who needs this information, if it's informational meeting, or if it's a creative meeting, who is creative? Sometimes it's fun to involve people that aren't even on your team to step into a creative meeting. I love Kristen Branham brings the most amazing ideas to meetings. And she'll be like, what if, what if, what if? And I love that in a creative meeting because it gets me out of my box and the way I think and the way our team thinks. So you can ask those questions. And if I invite somebody to a meeting, and I just a random thought, I'll tell them why. Hey, I want you at the meeting because you're creative and I need you to speak up. Because if not, if I invited, say, Kristen Branham to a meeting for Highland and we're talking about first-time guest experience or something, she might sit there and be like, am I here for production? Am I here to just know what's happening? Is this I listen or do I need to have an opinion? And so sometimes I'll say, hey, this is why you're coming. So knowing who it is. Once I know my aim, I can set an agenda. An agenda. There, it is so important to know where you're going. And what I mean by agenda is writing out, how are we gonna start this meeting? What are the things we need to talk about? If we went into every team meeting going, what do we need to talk about today? We all know, those of you who lead meetings, it can go in 100 different directions, right? It can be based on someone's feelings and emotions in that moment. It can be based on what's going on right now. That might not be the most important thing, but it's real to that person. And there's a time and place for that, but there's also a direction for your meeting. So knowing where you're going, what do we need to accomplish? That simple question, what do we need to accomplish after this meeting can help you set the agenda. So just an example, and I'm not saying this is right. I feel like I've changed it 100 times. But Highland team meeting, we start off and we start with wins. We just go around the room and say, hey, what happened last week that we can celebrate? What did God do? It could be small, it could be tiny, it could be a conversation you had with somebody, it could be somebody got saved, whatever. It could be numbers of how many people were in next steps. Whatever it is, let's celebrate wins. Why? Because what we celebrate is what is repeated, right? And I wanna start off remembering why we do what we do. So how you start a meeting sets a tone for a meeting. Now, it's interesting because it's taken time because sometimes you sit there and you go, oh, what's a win, what's a win? But if the team knows, hey, this is coming every time, you'll start during the week know, okay, I need to be looking for wins. It's funny, they're happening all around us, but if you're like me, sometimes I forget to define them. That's a win. I have a little note on my phone, and this is just a side note, and it just says wins, and I just put things in there as it comes. I have a folder in my emails that says wins. Someone sends me an email or something happens at the church, I'll email myself and put it in that folder, wins, and then we're ready to share it during the week for the team. They need to hear that. If you're leading a team of volunteers, they need to know why what they do matters. And if you're not celebrating wins with them, they might be in their own little world in their classroom leading one small group of youth, and that youth, they're like not getting anything from the students they're with, but Aaron is, and you need to share that with him. Hey, keep going, because look what's happening. You know, it's so important that we're sharing that. So that's what it looks like for us, wins. We review Sunday. We talk about, you know, hey, what went well? What do we need to change? Yesterday, we got into parking and first-time guest experience, and we're trying to figure all that out. And then we talk about new info. What's coming up? What do you need to know? And that helps is just thinking through. As I think through, I keep the agenda on Asana. I know some of you use Evernote Asana, but I keep an agenda, and I just add to it as I think through the week. So we build that agenda through the week. And then upcoming. But this other question I think is so important to ask. is what is the most important thing we do? And if that is not a part of every meeting, for example, kids team, right now, most important thing is volunteers. We gotta have volunteers, right? If that is the most important thing, it's gotta be a part of the agenda. I am guilty of sometimes taking that and leaving it off, and let's cover calendar and let's cover all these things, and then I forgot to talk about what is the most important thing right now. So that's gotta be in the agenda. And then I love that our staff is structured in a way that we also have team prayer now. Like on Thursdays, we get to pray for each other. So that helps as a leader, like that helps us make sure we have that environment. We don't also, let's do this again in team meetings. We have this coming up. So that helps. Lead the way helps. I used to try to think of like, okay, we need some development each time. So sometimes the agenda would turn into woo. And I'll say this too, when you're keeping the agenda, think about time. I am the worst. Think about time management, right, Pastor Johnny? We learned about that last time we met. People's time matters, and the more consistent we can keep, hey, this meeting is going to be an hour. I was reading this today. We have this stereotype, for lack of a better word, that meetings have to be a solid hour. And in this book, he was saying they don't. If it's a 20-minute meeting, let it be a 20-minute meeting. For all you who love short-winded, amen, right? Right? So if it needs to be short, you can just ask, hey, if this is just to make sure we're on the same page about the event that's happening tonight, it can be a 20-minute check-in. So I don't have to get in my head, all meetings have to be 1 hour. Maybe I'm just saying that to myself, okay? And then inviting people to the meeting, we talked about that. Looking at the agenda helps me know who needs to be there. So going through, writing it all down, it's so important. And I'll say this too, some people share their agenda. I know when I go to a meeting that Colleen is leading, she's got it typed out. She's emailed it to us. She's also given us more stuff that we can look at before we come to the meeting. Because of her excellence, and I'm sorry to call you out, Colleen, but I think it's awesome. Because of your excellence in your preparation for the meeting, I up my game. I go, I need to be ready for this meeting because Colleen's going to look at me and say, hey, did you read page 47? Are you ready? Do you have some ideas? Right? It is, she has thought it all out, and I appreciate that, and it ups my game. You can always tell we rise to the level of the leader and their preparation. We are prepared, and so that's so important. Okay, second, number two, so aim an agenda, and that's where we were going to hang out the most. These next few, we're going to go a little quicker. Number two is atmosphere. Atmosphere. Three words I thought of when it comes to atmosphere for meetings. Fun, effective, and engaging. Fun, effective, engaging. There's way more things about atmosphere with meetings, but those are just three words I think of. I want every meeting to be fun. I don't want people to dread it, and they might. I'm sorry if y'all do, but I want it to be fun, and that's why sometimes I know people hate it sometimes, but I love to start with a game. Start with something fun. Rachel loves when we start with games. Where's Rachel Acosta? I love to do that. Yesterday, we started with what's the funniest text you've ever received. Funniest, like accidental text. I did this because I wanted to share what DW texted Terry Franks and I yesterday. In the middle of a meeting I was in, I get, hey, do y'all, hold on. Okay, it said, I need my phone. I got to read this perfectly. It said, it is important. Don't y'all want to hear this? Okay, maybe y'all don't think it's that funny. Who said no? Okay, oh, just DW. Okay, hold on. It said to this is so great. I was in the middle of a meeting. I shouldn't have been looking at my phone. Terry Franks, do you have it on your phone? I can't find it right now. But it literally said, hey guys, do y'all know of any married small gorillas? And T. Franks answers and says, I don't know of any married small gorillas, but I can ask around. And then quickly you get that little small groups, star. It's great, but we started the meeting like that because it's important to laugh together. It's important to have fun together. Sometimes that fun can be related to what you're talking about and you're just laughing throughout the meeting. That's great, but it needs to be an atmosphere of fun, effective, engaging. Ask this question, what does the room look like? Where are we meeting? If it's a meeting where we need to take notes, have I given our team something like that? I love when I go to the calendar meeting and Gabby does such a good job leading that. There are snacks. Like, it's awesome. It says, I love snacks. It says, hey, I'm ready for you. I know when kids team does volunteer meetings, there is this high value that says, hey, we care about you. We love you. So look what we prepared for you. I think it's so important. Eliminating distractions. Like, are we in a place where we can meet where there won't be a lot of distractions? And then I'll say this, and I think this is the most important thing to creating atmosphere in meetings. Is there psychological safety on your team? Is there trust? Is there this ability to feel like you can share your opinion and know that people have your best interest in mind and heart? And this develops over time, but I think this is so important. This is how we have healthy conflict. And I know there's people in this room that do not like conflict. But we need healthy conflict. We need differences in order to solve problems and get better, okay? But if you don't have psychological safety and you haven't created an atmosphere of family, then it gets very hard to have conflict and not walk away and have the meeting after the meeting. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah, never heard of that around here. If there is not this psychological safety in a meeting that knows that, hey, I can share my heart, I can share a frustration even, and you are having my best interest in mind. You love me, you care about me. Even just feeling like you have a voice. I asked Highland team yesterday, hey, what's important to you in a meeting? And this came up, giving people a voice. Look, Pastor Michael called me out in a meeting sometimes. He does this so well, and he'll say, Marlo, what do you think? And first of all, I'm like, oh, come up with an answer really quick. What do I think? But it says, hey, I care about you. I saw, you know, and I know a lot of us don't lead meetings all the time, but we're in the meeting sometimes, giving everyone a voice, making sure everyone on your team is sharing and being a part of that. It's so important. And then I'll say, as listening, this is something I'm working on big time. If you're in a meeting, we can help to facilitate atmosphere. Sometimes we think it's all on the leader. But we can, as listening, help facilitate atmosphere by taking notes, by nodding. Amanda Olivier is not here today, but Amanda in meetings, I will look up and I'm just being transparent. I'll be a little worried about something I gotta say. Like, this is gonna be hard. We gotta talk about this. And Amanda's just, I can't tell you what that does for me. I'm just like, thank you. That's so encouraging to see. And so I try to think about in the meeting, like, am I listening? Am I here? Am I present? Because if I were leading the meeting, I'd be like, hey, can y'all listen, right? So it's the same. I can create atmosphere. I can help by listening, by saying, yeah, we're with you. Like, there's nothing like what happens in a meeting when someone says, hey, we're with you. We're in this. We're taking notes. I've followed up with that. I've done that. It's so important. Okay, so that's atmosphere. The third, so aim and agenda, two, atmosphere. Third is accountability. How often do we meet, make decisions, and then never circle back? Maybe this is just me, but sometimes I'm like, what did we talk about? Who was gonna do what, right? And we have to go back. And I'll say this is so important that in meetings there is accountability. If you know what is important, then the meetings have that in the agenda. You can go back and say, hey, how are we doing in this? There's accountability for everybody. It's so important. We celebrate wins because wins get repeated, right? There's accountability to look for that. And then we can talk about what were the previous things discussed. This needs to be brought back up. And meetings in some ways provide a deadline for people. It really does. When you don't meet, when you decide, you know, if Mark Ammons decide, hey, we're going to have the Mission Cafe meeting, or not have the Mission Cafe meeting in Sunday mornings, there would not be that accountability there of being on time, right? Doesn't matter because there's no one going to say, I'm not here or not, right? So that's so important, the accountability that happens in a meeting. And then that's number three. Number four is action steps. Action steps. And we're wrapping it up here. Action steps. This is who does what by when. What are the next steps? If we're just meeting for meeting, we'll think, oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, we need to do that. But if we don't put a who, by what, by when, chances are it's not going to get done, right? So it's so important to be clear in the decisions we've made and what each person is responsible for. Rachel Acosta does a wonderful job of this in our meetings of just putting a list of, hey, here's what we covered. Here's who's responsible. I love Katie Woodard. I miss her so much. Katie used to highlight names, and she'd put them in bright yellow. So it'd be like Marla calling all blah, blah, blah. I don't know where that came from. Whatever I was going to do. She would highlight my name. I'd scroll down. I'd see all the stuff, and then I would see this highlight. You know, here's my name, and here's what I'm responsible for. Here's the date that it needs to be. If we don't do that, then we're just meeting. We got some good ideas, but we don't follow up. Who does what by when? Gabby does a good job of that. Her emails are so thorough. Look, so if you're sitting here going, hey, I don't lead a meeting, I'm an admin, you contribute a lot to the meeting. Without you, we just had a lot of good ideas, right? I am so thankful for that. That is so important. Okay, so at the bottom of your notes, there's a little chart, and this is just for you to do on your own or with your team, however you want to do it. But as I was preparing for this, I started thinking about what are the things that I hate about meetings and what are the things I like. Just that simple exercise will really make you think, okay, how do I need to frame meetings then? Understanding that if I ask this question to even just the Highland team, I'm going to get lots of answers, right? Because there's different opinions. And I'll say this too. I think I have to remind myself sometimes when I go to a meeting that the meeting is not always about me and what I need to do. Sometimes it's about a bigger picture, and I need to stop and listen to what's happening in another area because it's important for me to see that it's not just about me. So it doesn't always have to be like, this meeting isn't for me. I just got 5 minutes of it. But we got to zoom out and say, hey, why? Why do we need to know these things? It's important for the vision of the whole church. Amen? Amen. So as a team, I want to encourage you, look over that, think about that. What do you not like about a meeting? What do you like?